205 Wood, Medi-Cal, Medi-Cal Managed Care Plans. And as soon as we get a quorum, we'll go ahead and establish that. Good morning, or good afternoon, Assemblymember and Dr. Wood, please proceed.
Thank you very much, Senator and members. AB 205 is the companion measure of your bill, SB 171, Senator Hernandez. And together, these bills will implement the federal Medicaid Managed Care Rules issued by the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. AB 205 requires Medi-Cal Managed Care Plans, county mental health plans, and drug Medi-Cal to comply with specified time and distance standards and existing Knox-Keene appointment time standards. It authorizes plans to request alternative access standards if they cannot meet time and distance standards. All of these provisions sunset on January 1st, 2022, and provide for an evaluation. Lastly, the bill also contains changes relating to state fair hearings involving Medi-Cal Managed Care beneficiaries and appeals to Medi-Cal Managed Care Plans to comply with federal requirements. Countless hours were spent by stakeholders, the administration, and the staff on this bill and SB 171. I appreciate that all the work has been done on both of these bills, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Anyone else, anybody in support?
Linda Way with Western Center on Law and Poverty. As Dr. Wood mentioned, we appreciate the robust stakeholder process and are supportive of this bill, particularly the time and distance provisions in statute, timely access, as well as regulations required for due process. And so do believe that this will promote access for Medi-Cal Managed Care beneficiaries and in support.
Kimberly Chen on behalf of the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network, in support.
Michelle Baca with the California Medical Association, in support.
And David Gonzalez on behalf of CAPG, I have to be here in support.
Good afternoon, Jennifer Alley with California Association of Health Plans. We've removed our opposition.
Tam Ma with Health Access, and we have a supportive amended position for the reasons stated in our letter.
Thank you. Anyone in opposition?
It's okay. Good afternoon, Mary Adair with the County Behavioral Health Directors Association. We do not have a position, but just wanted to raise some Proposition 30 concerns regarding the financing requirements of this bill for county mental health plans and our organized delivery system, drug treatment providers. Proposition 30 in 2012 requires that state legislation that creates county funding requirements is provided by the state. Specifically in this bill, there's a 48-hour Knox-Keene urgent standard applied to county mental health plans, as well as a number of other compliance, reporting, and quality assurance activities. All of these will require longer clinic hours, more sophisticated staffing, staffing increases, timeline, triage, phone, et cetera, et cetera. So we look forward to working with the author and the legislature on finding that funding in the budget process.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and get a quorum established. If you can call the members, please.
Hernandez.
Here.
Hernandez here. Nguyen.
Here.
Nguyen here. Atkins. Leyva.
Here.
Leyva here. Mitchell. Monning. Newman. Nielsen.
Here.
Nielsen here. Roth.
Here.
Roth here.
Quorum has been established. Is there anyone else in opposition or any questions from any of support or opposition? Any questions from the members? Yes, Senator Nielsen?
Senator Wood, you mentioned an evaluation. Who would that be done by, the evaluation?
You stumped me on that one, I apologize.
So this would be an organization that's already in contract with DHCS.
Okay.
External review.
Thank you.
Anyone else would like, any questions from any of the members?
Do you need a motion?
We do need a motion.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Roth. I will be supporting the bill, and I'd like to just say that I'd like to thank my staffer, Scott, who's done an incredible job working, and Bao as well. But Scott has been doing a lot of work. So we can do AB 205. This is pursuant to Senate Rule 2910B, the measure to be returned to the Senate floor for considerations. Will you call the members, please?
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Nguyen.
We're voting.
Nguyen, aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell? Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Newman? Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
That current has enough to get out. Oh, we're going to, let's call the roll again.
We'll give him Josh.
Mitchell? Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye.
And we're going to put that bill on call.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you.
Senators.
Mitchell, on where you at? We're going to hold the roll for Mitchell.
You're good to go? Yeah. Okay. I'll call in.
We can lift a call.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice. That is 9-0. That bill is out, and that concludes the business for today, and we're adjourned.